Well, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. There's mistletoe and wine, chestnuts, roasting by an open fire. We're rocking around the Christmas tree, and children are indeed singing Christian rhymes. Santa Claus is coming to town, I'm assured, but not tonight. We're all making lists, we're checking them twice. Three times, perhaps, or more. We don't want to miss anything. And we've been reminded of some of the things that are part of what we do at Christmas. And maybe we think, if we missed something, it really wouldn't be Christmas. So have you got the turkey sorted? Tick or not? Mince pies, presents, bought, wrapped? Christmas cards perhaps, bought, written, sent, not sent? Christmas tree out the loft, from the forest, decorated, lights on? I hope you're finding this helpful if you want a pen and paper in case I remind you of something important. Christmas cake, made, bought, or not yet? Carol's sung, Christmas jumper bought. I love it, don't you? Don't you love Ted's Christmas jumper? I'm going to take a proper photo in a mo. Ashwood Christmas party ticket bought. That must be on your to-do list if you want to come to the party, buy a ticket. Very good. Perhaps we need all these things to celebrate Christmas, or I don't know. I've been thinking, what things do we celebrate? And how do we do them? As families, I guess we celebrate when somebody has a birthday. We sometimes celebrate, well, we often celebrate when somebody gets married, when a baby's born, when we have an anniversary. Lots of different ways that we celebrate as families. Some people make a big thing of these events. Some people rather keep it just a bit quiet. But I think it's good to celebrate good times. Countries pick things to celebrate, don't they? Our country picks Guy Fawkes Day to celebrate. That a member of a group of provincial English Catholics who planned the failed gunpowder plot in 1605. Now, we all want to celebrate that, don't we? It's slightly strange that we just remember one of the bad guys. Bad guys? Yeah. Not even the leader of the bad guys, but something unsuccessful. Let's celebrate something that failed. Well, perhaps it is good that it did fail. So perhaps we celebrate, but maybe we just have fireworks and a bonfire and are not too fussed about the reason why. Not that long ago, we were celebrating, well, we were remembering more than celebrating, perhaps, Remembrance Day. An opportunity to remember, to celebrate the freedoms that were bought for us by the sacrifice of so many. A sacrifice through the wars of the last century. Not really a party type of event. But there's a lot of effort these days goes into making sure that children who have no idea what it's all about have some idea why it's important that we remember and we celebrate. And we wear poppies to do that. If somebody arrived from outer space and saw everybody wearing red poppies, they wouldn't be at all sure what we were celebrating, would they? But we could explain, perhaps. This week, the world is joining with South Africa in celebrating the life of Nelson Mandela. There have been many reminders of the significance of his life. And we've heard about the facts. We've heard where he was born, where he was tried, where he was imprisoned, where he was freed, where he lived, where he died, and today, where he is buried. We heard about his character, the person that he was, what he stood for, the decisions he made, the consequences of those decisions. Many have commented on his forgiveness, not just that he was able to forgive those who tried him and put him in prison, but to lead South Africans to forgive and make it the recognised way to respond. We've heard of the difference he's made to individuals, to South Africa and to the world. And in the coming years, I'm confident there will be memorials and celebration events to remember and to celebrate this significant man and everything he stood for and everything he achieved. His birthday, I believe, is already called Mandela Day. In fact, the best celebration of the life of Nelson Mandela is the changes that have been made into the lives of so many thousands of people. People have said that Nelson Mandela was so significant because of reconciliation, forgiveness, and compassion. A very significant person. So, just we come back to the Christmas celebrations. We've mentioned some of the things we do. We had a quiz about some of our traditions, and we've talked of various things that we need to remember. And I know that if I asked you why we do all these things, you would say that it's to remember and celebrate the birth of Jesus. And of course, you would be right. But to be honest, I struggle to connect crackers, Brussels sprouts, and mistletoe with the birth of any baby. And you can explain to me how all these traditions came about, and it might be interesting. But when I'm unwrapping a squidgy Christmas present that feels rather fascinating, and I want to know what's inside, I don't think I'm ever really going to think, oh yes, this reminds me so much of Jesus who was born in a stable. What, that was a great present. Even though, of course, Jesus is the most amazing present of God to our world. It's almost as though over 2,000 years since Jesus was born, we've added so many layers to the celebrations. It's got a bit like pass the parcel. We know there's a great gift in the middle of it, but we can't be sure what it really is till we've ripped off some of the paper. At our house, and often played with still, after possibly 3 decades, we have Billy and his barrels. Does anybody else know about Billy and his barrels? Anybody got Billy and his barrels at their house? Can't be the only people. It's such a brilliant toy. You must have one. I looked on the website. It says it's a vintage toy by Kiddycraft. I just thought it was a great toy. Anyway, just to help you out there then, if you're all puzzled. Billy is in the barrels. Not in that one. Or that one. Or that one. Just thought there's something I should have checked before I brought this morning. Please, Lord. And not in that one. Da-da! In that one. That. You don't look so excited as I am. That is Billy. And he's in the barrels. There was a sad day at our house. Very sad day. Because we knew these were such fun. But to be honest, some of the fun is connected with Billy. One day, we opened them. I'm more confident this time. But sadly, Billy was not there. We looked for Billy, of course. We couldn't find him anywhere. Sorry. It was very sad. But of course, this is still a good fun thing. And so we put them back together in the toy box because we knew it was still a good game. But to be honest, every time we got them out with excitement and played with them, there was actually a terrible, terrible disappointment because he was still not there. And somehow the whole point of these jolly barrels is that you've got a Billy in the middle. It seemed to be like nothing like as good without the Billy. One day, I think we moved something we hadn't moved for many months. And there was great rejoicing at our house because Billy was indeed back in his barrel. And it made a whole world of difference because the game somehow was nothing like as good when Billy wasn't in the centre of the barrels. And now I'm completely lost. But I enjoyed it anyway. At Christmas, it's a bit like what we've been watching in South Africa. It's good to remind ourselves of the facts. We read the Christmas story. We sing the carols. We remind ourselves where it all started. We remind ourselves where Jesus was born, where he lived, where he died, where his body was buried, which is also where he showed himself to his friends alive. And we read what his friends said about Jesus. We've been hearing some of the things Nelson Mandela's friends have said about him. This is what John said about Jesus when he was describing his significance when he came into our world. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God. The Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him. And nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created. And his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. God sent a man, John the Baptist, to tell about the light so that everyone might believe because of his testimony. The one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He came into the very world he created, but the world didn't recognize him. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. but to all who believed him and accepted him. He gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. So the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. At Christmas, we remind ourselves, not just of the facts, but of the character, the person of Jesus, what he stood for, the decisions he made, and the consequences of those decisions. We remember again his amazing forgiveness. Not just that he was able to forgive those who tried him and crucified him, but that he forgives us all for the times we've messed up in our lives and helps us. And he expects his followers to demonstrate that same forgiveness in their lives too. We remind ourselves of the difference he's made to individuals, to us, to our communities, and to the world. In fact, the very best celebration of Jesus' life is our changed lives and the changed lives of thousands of people throughout the millennia. They have the greatest reason to celebrate and to remember. And as we've been commenting on Nelson Mandela's life, for us too, the greatest thing to celebrate about Christmas and about Jesus is his reconciliation, his forgiveness, and indeed his compassion. I'm sure I'm not the only person here who would say that every day is a celebration of Christmas. When God showed his amazing love for our world, and when we realise that God's love is personal to us too, his amazing gift. It doesn't mean, of course, that every day is a turkey-eating, present-giving, Queen's speech-watching occasion. It does mean that every day is an opportunity to be grateful to God for his gift of Jesus to our world and to celebrate his love for us, shown in Jesus but new every day. There have been many significant world changes worth celebrating, and one of them is being buried today. But none can compare with the Jesus we celebrate at Christmas and every day. We easily forget, don't we? But every day, when we look at a diary, a calendar, or write the date, we're declaring the number of years, months, and days since Jesus came into our world. You couldn't get a much bigger celebration, a much bigger indication of the difference that Jesus made to our world than that. No one else's life is marked by the date we use every day. All the world's history is divided into the days before Christmas, the days before his birth, and the days after, since. Truly the most significant event in the world's history, and worth celebrating in every way we can. And we've devised many ways to do it, haven't we? I discovered something yesterday, I believe. I didn't know that Nelson Mandela, his father, Henry, was the chief of the Tembu people. and the family were related to the Tembu royal family. He gave up his royal status and fulfilled his freedom mission. Today, he's being buried as royalty. Jesus opted to leave the privileges of heaven, to be born in a stable and live in an occupied and troubled country. He chose the worst kind of death so that we could have the best kind of life. Full life, enjoyed as part of his family, knowing his love. When he sees us celebrating the life he won for us, he thinks it was all worth it. And so we have every reason to celebrate and every reason to come and adore him, Christ the Lord, and to put Jesus back at the centre of our Christmas celebrations. Mm-hmm.